Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Did you hear Sue, the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway, give me a shout out for my bumper music that's no longer here?
I did hear that.
Yeah, she said she misses it. Well, I cheated a little here because I got a ticket giveaway, so.
Out in the street.
I love this song by Foreigner. I got tickets to give away for Foreigner and Leonard Skinner. It's going to be on a really super chilly night on August 6th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. But I have a pair of tickets if you're caller. I'm going to say caller number.
Don't be crazy.
I'm not. I'm going to say okay. Seven. But you know what's funny is they give me these scripts, right? And you know what it actually says on the script?
No.
It says caller number 18.
What?
That's ridiculous. Okay, Ethan, caller number 7 on the contest line, 241-9797, 241-9797. You're a winner. You're going to go see Leonard Skinner and Foreigner. I can't believe that they actually, that maybe that's just a suggestion. Caller number 18.
That's funny.
Now we're going to do caller number 7. Let's get an update on the trial of Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, which I'm very convinced is going to turn into like a Bravo episodic show at some point. Elliot Davis, retired Fox 2 investigative reporter, who's doing some great independent journalism on Facebook these days with tons of comments and followers. Elliot, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
How are you, sir?
We're doing good. We're doing good. But we're very fascinated by what's happening in this courtroom. So what's the latest?
Well, I'm right across from the courthouse. Day two of this trial just ended, maybe about 20 minutes ago. A lot has been going on. Today, they brought the woman who was transporting the sheriff's children back and forth to school. And that's one of the accusations by the Attorney General, who says that's a misuse of tax dollars. They also got Lee Stokes, who was a person involving the handcuffing of the acting jail superintendent because she wouldn't let the sheriff's deputies see a woman who said she was sexually assaulted by a sheriff's deputy. The sheriff ordered his deputies to handcuff her, but Lee Stokes was a major at the time and told the sheriff, don't do it. A bad idea. Sheriff didn't listen, apparently, and handcuffed her anyway, and so this is part of this whole deal. So they are going through systematically rolling out their case, rolling out all the accusations that they have against the sheriff, and the defense is countering. Basically, they deny any wrongdoing, and they said everything the sheriff did, he was justified in doing. High stakes in this. You know what? This is a tragedy. I'm going to say it. This is a tragedy because we remember when Sheriff Alfred Montgomery first came to office, and he came to office with a lot of fanfare. Remember, he had his vans out. He was picking up the homeless out of the bitter cold with his fans, and he was like being hailed as an official who was part of a new wave of officials to do things the right way. That's about a week after he'd gotten elected. That's how he came in to now being brought in the courtroom in handcuffs. And leg shackles.
What do you think
with two federal marshals?
Because, like, I tell this story, like, former Senator Nasheed Jamila, and I like her, and, you know, we're friends, not super close, but she called me when he got into the race because I think she had and played a role in his upbringing and said, hey, would you have Alfred on? And I had him on, you know, because I wasn't crazy about maybe what was happening in the sheriff's office at the time. Seemed like he was someone, young guy, that had some ideas that wanted to do things differently. But the stuff, Elliot's not very defensible. I mean, I can't understand how a jury is going to come back here and say he didn't do all these things because there seems to be overwhelming evidence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The judge is going to make the final decision.
Oh, it's not a jury trial.
But that is not a blessing for the sheriff, because this same judge, Stephen Ulmer, is the one who's temporarily stripped him of his office because he's in federal custody. The sheriff is in jail. He's in jail on the federal charges. So the sheriff is battling on two fronts, state charges, where the Catherine Hanaway's organization, Missouri Attorney General's office, the state is trying to get the judge to throw him out of office. The feds are trying to send him to prison. So he's got two things going on here. Even if he wins the state, and it's going to be interesting, even if he wins the state case, right, it might mean he'll keep his salary, even though he'll be sitting in jail, because which would be kind of ironic, because they lost their appeal. They were trying to overturn the federal judge's stripping his bond. He was on house arrest. The sheriff will be in jail until he goes to trial, which could be a year. If he wins this case, I guess he gets back his sheriff title and he keeps his pay, even though he'd be in jail in federal custody.
Oh, my goodness.
That's one of the amazing things in all this. So does John Hayden, who's the acting sheriff, does he stay as acting sheriff? So will we be paying for two sheriffs, an acting sheriff and Montgomery? So high stakes for the sheriff. If he loses his pay, he's got two kids that he has to take care of. So not only is he sitting in jail, if he loses his case, he could lose his paycheck too.
So, Ellie, were you in the courtroom? One of the things that I saw in the local paper is that, you know, he's facing some charges that are related to retaliation against people who cooperated with investigators. So they played, a phone call that was very profanity-laced in the courtroom today, where he talked about firing people who testified against him. Were you there for that?
I did not hear that. I know all about that. I did not hear them specifically play that. And I was here all day. So I don't know if that happened today, because I was here, unless they snuck it in somehow.
Post said the trial continued Thursday afternoon with the playing of an expletive-laced phone call. So just going on that.
So
I'm not sure.
They did not play that today. Maybe they'll play it tomorrow. I didn't hear that being played today.
What's the time? I mean, is this thing going to get wrapped up by the end of the week, by tomorrow? Is it going to go into next week?
It's going into next week. Okay. The judge already says it's going starting at 9 a.m. It is going all the way to roughly about 4:30. The judge tries to end it up. He says maybe a couple of days next week, that's when it'll wrap up. It's gone remarkably quickly kind of wrap up this thing. But it has been obviously an amazing deal to see the sheriff fall from the heights he was at and get down to this point. And so right now they are going through step by step. Catherine Hanaway's operatives down here, they are going through each of the allegations, and I won't go through all of them, but they're going through each of the allegations, and the sheriff is. One thing I got to tell you this, and I'm going to make this real quick, as quick as I can. The judge went off today, and I don't want to leave that out. He did. Rarely do you hear a judge just go completely off from the bench, and he was firing at the defense lawyer.
Yeah.
And he read the defense lawyer the Riot Act, because he accused the defense lawyer of trying to help himself, of defending himself against some accusations by the major who was on stand. He blamed the lawyer for defending, trying to defend himself, as opposed to defending Alfred Montgomery. And so the judge just went completely off, and he was yelling at him, and it was certainly a high – it was one of the high points in the day. Rarely do you hear a judge let loose on a lawyer like
that.
Yeah,
that's interesting. You know, for people – and you've covered enough trials. Sometimes trials can be a little boring, you know, in between some of the sexy testimony because it's very procedural and you have to enter all this stuff into evidence. But you're right. You don't see a judge do that very often. Elliot, great work here. You're doing some awesome stuff on Facebook.
I like this judge, actually. He has he's kind of media friendly. Judge has a sense of humor, but he's also all business as well, keeping the lawyers moving this case along.
All right, keep us posted. Thanks for the update this afternoon.
Will do, buddy.
All right, take care. That's Elliot Davis, who again is doing some great, you know, local journalism on Facebook that is needed because we don't have as much local journalism. By the way, so when I just saw this story, I didn't see it earlier. I go to, you know, STL Today several times in the course of the day. Sometimes I forget to kind of pop on there late in the show in case anything broke over in their newsroom. But this was something I didn't see earlier because I was looking for the update on the trial. Police and hospital officials are trying to find out how a man was able to bring a handgun into St. Louis University's emergency room, St. Louis University Hospital's emergency room, where he shot himself. So he was a patient in the ER. He pulls a gun from a bag. He's 32 years old. He shoots himself in the head in a hallway at 6:40 yesterday morning. And they said that he died right away. They didn't release any details. But SSM says all policies and procedures were followed, including scanning the man with a detection wand. Hospital officials wouldn't say if he was brought in there with an ambulance or was a walk-in patient. But they quote a nurse in here saying, look, they've gotten weapons through here undetected several times.
What?
It's not uncommon for us to find guns or knives on patients. For it to happen at all is an obvious failure of the detection system we have. I would say they said that that's the first time. She says, this is the woman who was quoted, this nurse's Jessica Tulk. She says the first time that she knows that anything happened in the ER since 2019. But that's pretty freaky. I mean, obviously it was a suicide, but you don't know what's going to happen. And you would think that they'd have better preventative measures there. So that's kind of freaky.
Wow, scary. That's really freaky.
Audio.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.